When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, good morning, season's greetings, all of that.
What is up?
I knew Courtney was going to be chosen for jury duty.
Wow.
I knew that she was going to be chosen.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
What is it?
How...
Greg's right here.
No. He's a baby elephant. How do you not get out of jury duty? I mean, Courtney.
That's a great question,
Wiggy. She's trying to snatch up this flex time before the Christmas holiday. Let's be honest. Keep it a buck.
Well, would you prefer, though, to be in a courtroom for 8 hours a day as opposed to being here for 4.5 or four?
Making $50 on a damn DUI case or something stupid?
I don't think it's a move to get flex time. I think she's just the obvious choice because the defense attorney or the prosecutor looks at her and says that is a guilty vote for me, or that is a not guilty vote if it's on the other side of things.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't get out of it. You just say anything. Like if you
say I'm a celebrity.
I don't think that works.
I think it does. If you have a radio show.
No, Wiggy, we're in radio. We're not celebrities. We're like one step above the carnival barker when it comes to fame.
For me, I'm beneath the carnival barker.
I think you have to say something like, I believe, without hearing any evidence, that all criminal defendants are guilty as soon as they walk in the courtroom. I think if you say something like that, then you're off the jury.
Can we all agree it is far easier to avoid jury duty than to be selected to be on a jury?
Yes.
Yes.
I have never been inside a courthouse. I don't know how, maybe I've had 3 times. They send you the note.
Wait, I thought you were in one in Aruba or something like that.
Oh, sorry, no. As a juror.
Okay.
Yes, that's when I was defendant.
Well, I actually was never given my Miranda rights. But I was, you get a note in the mail, and you say, delay, you have like 6 months that you can delay it to. You pick a holiday weekend, you call the Friday before, you're not picked, boom.
Right.
Done.
She is apparently the earliest that she thinks she will be here is Thursday or Friday.
Wow.
So she's going to be on some sort of a dramatic case for the entire week. Now,
Thursday or Friday?
Yes. It's not a one day. Right. Like Wiggy said, it's not a one day DUI on a lawnmower case or something. Right. This is like a legit case, I guess.
Like
apparently.
A custody battle.
I don't know what it is.
So wild. I can't. When we got that yesterday at 3, I was shocked that she was going to be on the jury.
Yeah, I was as well. I thought for sure that she would be out of it.
As someone who has been on a jury here.
Oh, flex. Mm-hmm. Full flex.
I mean, it's just sometimes they just identify you right away, and you, no matter what you say, you're going to be on the jury. That's what happened to me. It was just a case with a guy who was basically my age, basically exactly all the same things that I am, and they're like, we need him on the jury.
Well, that's what she wants out. She should just call us during the morning and give us updates on the potential case.
Right.
Wouldn't that get her kicked off?
Yes, it would. It would get her kicked off.
Right. Didn't Judge Bev get rid of somebody during the Karen Reed trial?
Yeah. Judge Bev got rid of 2 jurors.
I mean.
Because they weren't going to vote in the Commonwealth's direction, so they bounced them right off the jury.
Courtney would never do that, though. She's too thrilled to be there.
She does seem very thrilled to be there. And I'm sure she has her outfit ready to go right now. So
she really wants the defendant to like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she said she overdressed yesterday, so maybe she dresses down
a
little bit.
Dress down a little bit.
I mean, how do you overdress when it's Coastal Grandma? Yeah. I mean, it's like they're probably like, we need to pick this person.
Right. Well, it's Coastal Grandma Juror. I'm sure that she will make a bunch of friends on the jury.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's driving her most crazy is probably that you cannot share content from actually in the courtroom during a trial.
That's another easy way off the jury.
Do a TikTok?
Instagram Live?
Instagram or something.
And I feel sorry for Harry. He's home alone all day now.
Right.
Damn, it's 8 hours for 50 beans?
That sounds so
Wiggy, you
absurd.
Don't get paid, brother.
Oh, I thought you got paid.
No, the court does not pay you.
Oh. Why? Do you get free lunch?
No,
you don't get free lunch either.
Where you work, your place of employment, is required to pay you while you are on jury duty.
Okay.
For, I think the law requires, like, not endless amounts of, like, days off. Like a week or something, your work is required to pay you what you normally
make. And then, if you're sequestered more than a week, then the court will give you $50 a day or something like that.
All right.
All right. Well, Courtney doing her civic duty, and so are we here this morning. Now, Wiggy, you're a Manning Cast guy.
Yes.
I made the mistake of giving that Disney Simpsons ESPN collab a try last night.
Why?
Because it's something.
Your girlfriend's not that young.
No, it's just, she's younger than I am. I don't know if anybody knows that or not.
I understand, but she's not like a 7-year-old child.
How can you not be a fan of what the Simpsons has accomplished? I'm going to get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, if I were going to choose, if I were running the Disney or ESPN, I would have chosen Family Guy if I were going to do an NFL Monday Night Football collab. That would have been my choice. But I wanted to see how it was. That was a mistake on my part. But did any nuggets from Bill last night on the Manning Cast? Or I guess, Curtis, you probably caught Let's Go. Nuggets anywhere?
Not on the Bill Belichick? Mannings pressed them on, like, one time. Peyton was like, Bill, I know we only got 2 weeks with you before you start coaching again. Is there anything you can get, any insight you can give us before you go? But he didn't respond. He didn't really bite into that. So
yeah, so Jim Gray had Bill Belichick on Let's Go, and they spent roughly 4 minutes back and forth. Jim Gray is so cringeworthy. But basically, the person who usually sits in this seat that is in a courthouse today, unfortunately, will be wrong. He will be coaching. I don't know where.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to be North Carolina. I don't know if it's going to be in the NFL. But there is no chance that Bill Belichick is not coaching somewhere next season.
Chaim, have you changed your opinion on this?
Yeah, that was kind of my lead yesterday morning, is that, like, I still believe Bill Belichick will not coach in the NFL, but I would not be shocked, and I kind of believe he will coach in the NCAA.
So they had that conversation, and then he was asked about the conversations with North Carolina that Adam Schefter reported. It was a 5-hour phone call with the chancellor.
Yes.
And he did not pivot away from it. I think they're trying to iron out details. I don't know. Obviously, no deal is done until it's signed, but the sort of feeling I got just listening to it, and we'll have the sound later, Jackson's grabbing it. I think it would be the leader in the clubhouse. It would be like Josh Allen today to the MVP is Belichick to North Carolina. Clearly not decided. A lot of things could still go wrong or go different directions.
Yeah.
But I would say the likeliest outcome is that he's going to go there.
It was hard to hear him yesterday on Pat McAfee gushing about what his program at college would be like.
Yes.
And to not think that he is somehow wildly intrigued about the challenge that coaching in college football presents for him. It's surprising to me, because I believe that there are jobs out there for him in the NFL.
Right.
I refuse to believe, unlike Al from Everett, that nobody is interested in the guy anymore. I don't believe that. I feel like, for whatever the reason, he's looking at it like, this is my last challenge. You know, I won Super Bowls. I challenged myself on that, and I did that. I wanted to date a 24-year-old, and I challenged myself on that, and I accomplished that. And the last challenge for me is going and turning a college football program into a national champion and getting guys ready for the NFL. So I don't know.
That was interesting, though. Like, my lead is going to kind of maybe dive into a little bit of conspiracy theory, but it was interesting when he talked about building the program. There was a few things in there that I was like, all right, maybe I could see why he's doing this, but still got his eyes set on the NFL.
Also, a texter on the Subaru of New England text line, and that is a new number, by the way. I'm trying to remind you about that all the time. It's the same number that you use to call the show, which is 617-779-7937, says that a five-hour phone call has to be worse than a four-hour dinner with Courtney. And I would say, how are you on the phone with the chancellor of North Carolina, of UNC, for 5 hours?
Yeah, I don't
what
get
are you
that
talking
one.
About for five no, hours?
I yeah, I mean, I have no idea. But I can't imagine Bill Belichick. Maybe that's just all of his pauses. You know, it takes a while.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I think the Bill has been, my guess is, frustrated and tired of waiting. And he knows that he wants to start a new deal, a new project, as soon as possible. And for whatever reason, he wasn't being offered the control he sought in the conversations he had with NFL teams that have vacancies. So he decided to go to college. That would be my guess. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I think if he really wanted to be more flexible about elements of his job, he probably would have an opportunity in the NFL. But
I think there's, like you said it yesterday, like, Jacksonville wouldn't give him complete control.
So Mike Lombardi yesterday, the cut we played, I heard this on the grape along the rumor mill yesterday. Mike Lombardi said in that, we have NFL owners whose kids run the analytics department. Mike Lombardi said that exact quote.
Now today, there's layers upon layers. There's sons of owners who run the analytical department.
That's Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to Jacksonville, whatever he was
Because the Lucky Sperm Club kids don't want anybody there telling them what to do.
Right. So Khan's son is the analytics guru.
Wasn't that part of the problem, maybe even more so than Robert Kraft doing him dirty when it came to Atlanta, that there were those in the organization that kind of feel like that it's their turf and they didn't want Bill coming down?
Well, I thought they feared in Atlanta was he came in, he was blowing everybody out and bringing his own guys in.
Well, I'm sure that's a part
of it. But the analytics stuff as far as like the analytics on the field, are they now like Shad Khan's kid who does the wrestling, like him jumping in to do analytics on the field, I don't see him doing that. Like, the analytics, like, off the field, what is that element, right? If you don't want to give Bill complete control, I take that as you don't want him picking every single player and where he wants to go with the draft, free agency. I feel like that's the issue. I don't really know what the analytical part would be where you would come in and you wouldn't want to give Bill, like, you're going to tell Bill, all right, we, based on the analytics as the owner's son, we should go for it on fourth down?
Well, I think it's just a desire by Bill to not have people start meddling in his process. He knows this is probably his last run at whatever he does.
Yeah.
And I think, and he's right about that, and the other side is that this is teams and organizations that are leery of Bill coming in. And then in 4 years, you're where the Patriots are now. And so if you're not going to win a championship in 3 to 4 years and you don't need the ticket boon that Bill Belichick would bring, then you're probably not interested.
Well, I think he also, there have been whispers about this for a long time. I think he has already dealt with a situation where you may have had a meddling family member or two.
Right.
Jonathan.
And I wasn't going to use any names, but I...
Well, it's the corollary to the Jaguars.
But he may have already dealt with that situation and is loath to deal with it again.
Right,
and that's what he's going to get in the NFL, not in college, when he's having a five-hour conversation with the chancellor and the guy is giving him the keys to the castle. Basically.
Right, but if you look at the Jacksonville, those owners are not really kind of like stick your, you know, head in there. The Suns overdoing the whole wrestling thing. The thing that I, and you want a ticket boost, Jacksonville's the perfect place because they're building a new stadium. What better way to get an instant ticket boost, especially early for, you know, potential people that you're trying to get to be season ticket holders for a new stadium that you're building, to hire a guy like Bill Belichick now that he's all over the place, and a fan base would be like the Giants fan base or Jacksonville. Wait a second. You don't want the greatest coach of all time, and you'll let him go coach in college?
Yeah, I think I will be absolutely shocked. Not wrong for the first time, but I will be shocked if there's not at least one NFL offer that is out there for Bill Belichick.
That's why I can't wait to get to my lead, because I think I know what he's doing for college.
We can get that. We will get to the leads coming up in just a little bit. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will talk a little bit about what Wiggy's moonshot, Jamar Chase.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Said about what he wants for next season.
Ooh.
So we will get to that.
He going old Juan Soto? Can we have a new rejoin?
We will talk about that coming up a little bit later during They Said It. And then the news at 7:45 without our juror number two. Is she juror number three? Or
number
four?
One in our hearts.
Juror number one. And science apparently has determined what the most what Christmas song is most dangerous to your health.
Oh.
So we will get to that during the news a little bit later. 12 days of Chris Curtismas coming up at 8:45. Your chance to win big when it comes to our very own Grinch regifting what we have left over this year here for you. And then it's a Tie Tuesday, and Ty Law will be on the show at 9 this morning with his thoughts on Bill Belichick and the Patriots and this week in the NFL. All of that coming up right now. Shime, and what is trending first thing this morning?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. We got Monday Night Football last night. The Bengals beat the Cowboys 27-20, thanks in large part to a special teams blunder from Dallas. Cowboys doing dumb Cowboys things. You know, it's what happens when Mike McCarthy's your head coach.
If it's not Bill, they got to get a new head coach down there.
Right. Oh, they have to. It is embarrassing what Mike McCarthy has done with that team over the last couple of years.
And how bad does Jerry want to win? And I don't know if maybe the NFL is starting to look and say, okay, you got guys like Harbaugh who's coming back. Maybe teams are like, well, why not? Let's get an established guy that we know can win and turn a program around. So why
Vrabel?
Vrabel. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want a guy like Bill?
Couldn't you make the argument that Gerard Mayo has actually hurt Bill Belichick in that if they win half the games they should have won, maybe people aren't judging the roster as negatively as they currently are? In other words, they're 3-10. If they're 6-7.
That ain't happening.
No. I mean, like, if they had won the games that we all think it was a decision away,
then
people wouldn't be as negative about Bill Belichick and how he left the roster.
Yeah, if you're hiring him, if he's insisting on it, and you're hiring him to also be the GM. I mean, in the case of Dallas, Jerry is never going to give that up. So you're hiring Bill Belichick just to be your head football coach. And there's nobody better when it comes to doing it. So.
Right, but they can't use the Bill left the roster thing. They can't use that. They try to, but they can't, because guess what? You could have changed the roster this offseason. Right?
Elliott Wolf was also a part of this roster for the last however many years.
Well, that's totally different, Wiggy. What Bill Belichick was, his title was in charge of the roster.
Yeah.
They didn't make it better this offseason, but the people that he's brought in have failed.
Well, I would say for you know, if you look at it in its totality, you would say, yes, it's a fail. But he's hit on, like, certain pieces. We could sit there and go down the list. I don't think you can use that excuse. I think it's more about you inherited a roster. You didn't do nothing with that roster that you inherited. Yes, there might have been some holes there, but you didn't fix those holes.
Also, John in the car in the Twitch chat pointing out this is a new low for Curtis. He just said Mayo is Belichick's fault.
No, I was defending.
It's a new low.
I was defending Belichick. Okay, I was saying Mayo's poor coaching
costing Bill Belichick the opportunity.
I was actually. Okay, can I get some credit? I'm defending the guy.
Right. Yeah.
Don't even listen anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Just assume that it's Belichick's fault.
Well, the second I heard Greg say this is what he wanted to do and go to college, I tuned up.
Well, I'm Curtis. It might not be that. I just feel like, I mean, you heard him. We'll get to what he said on McAfee. It just changed my mind a little bit. That's all I know.
The Celtics have a few days off, and they will welcome the Pistons to the Garden on Thursday night. But tonight, the Bruins will head to Winnipeg to take on the Jets. And we got your Heisman finalists yesterday. They have been named Ashton Jonte, the running back out of Boise State, Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback at Oregon, Cam Ward, the quarterback at Miami, and, of course, Travis Hunter, the corner/receiver at Colorado.
My opinion, the top two guys on the list are the Ashton Jonte kid from Boise State.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, but you probably give it to Travis Hunter because of his numbers, especially on the offensive side of the football.
Can I make a statement?
Go ahead. Oh.
Travis Hunter might be the most overrated college football player in my lifetime.
Ooh! Oh.
In your lifetime?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So I watch him. So everybody like gives him credit because he plays for Dion.
Yes.
But like Colorado doesn't play that much better of opponents than Boise State. And what Ashton Jonte has done is one of the greatest college running back seasons in history.
You could make
where Travis Hunter is really good. Like he's good, but I mean he's not. He doesn't like lead the league. He doesn't lead the nation in interceptions.
Well, you know what they'll say. Well, they don't throw their side of the field.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
That's will be there.
I don't think that stopped Champ Bailey from being great, Wiggy. Like you would know better than me.
Yes, I would. Champ was very good.
Yes. So like, Travis Hunter's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
He's a fun player. He's only going to play one position in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's it's going to be fine. He's fine.
Yeah. I mean, to say he's the most overrated ever in the history of college football is...
Yeah. Well, my lifetime.
That is in your lifetime?
Yeah.
How old are you?
32.
Okay.
How many USC quarterbacks, how many Alabama quarterbacks, how many players that we all thought were going to be Jamarcus Russell?
Right.
There's a lot of guys that were overrated and didn't perform.
Yeah, but Jamarcus Russell didn't win the Heisman, though, did he?
I'll agree with you that maybe Colorado doesn't play like extreme powerhouse teams, but I think the thing that he's been able to do, he's one of the top wide receivers in the league. He's got, I think, about maybe 4 interceptions. He plays a ton of snaps. So it's something that you don't see happen often, and that's why I think they'll lean more towards him. I give you credit to Jonte kid, but they'll make the same argument with the Jonte kid, too, is he doesn't play anybody, but he did rush for almost 200 against Oregon.
Trending Now is brought to you by Time Out Market. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city all under one roof. That's what's trending now. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shime. 40 degrees, feels like 32. High wind watch on the way for tomorrow with pounding rain, about 1 to 2 inches of rain, 3 inches in some spots. And, Greg, good news. No Belichick in my lead today. Non-sports lead.
Ooh.
But I think we are going to agree on.
Can we tease the next Belichick bashing moment from you? Will that be, do we know when that'll be? 7 o'clock? 7:30?
They said it, probably.
No, they said it. Okay.
If Tom Brady tried to go to another team and didn't get a job, I think we'd mock it.
All right. We are back with our leads next.